from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You want to hold that thought for a second?
Yeah, for sure.
Because today was the deadline for TNT to exercise its matching options to retain NBA rights. And they have done so.
Gosh, go away.
TNT Sports, we're proud of how we have delivered for basketball fans by providing best-in-class coverage throughout our 4-decade partnership with the NBA in an effort to continue our long-standing partnership. During both exclusive and non-exclusive negotiation periods, we acted in good faith to present strong bids that were fair to both parties. Regrettably, this is off to a great start. Regrettably, the league notified us of its intention to accept other offers for the games in our current rights package, leaving us to proceed under the matching rights provision, which is an integral part of our current agreement and the rights we have paid for under it. We have reviewed the offers and matched one of them. This will allow fans to keep enjoying our unparalleled coverage, including the best live game production in the industry and our iconic studio shows and talent, one of which just retired, while building on our proven 40-year commitment for many more years. Our matching paperwork was submitted to the league today. We look forward to the NBA executing our new contract. Boy, that press release is riddled with fire. Oh, this is not good.
Oh my gosh.
This is not good. When the second paragraph starts with, regrettably, oh, it's bad. They don't love you no more.
No. Oh,
that's tough.
They don't. And I see a lot of people cheering about this. Number one, like you said, Chuck already said he's retiring.
Chuck said he's out.
Like, he said he's retiring.
Inside the NBA is not inside the NBA if Charles Barkley is gone.
Is he really retired, though? Because hasn't he said, I'm going to retire like 3 different times over his career?
Well, that is true.
Did he?
Yeah, he said
he's throwing that around, yeah.
Has he ever?
This felt
but
like the
he
most
like
serious.
Announced it, though.
Charles also said he hadn't been to Minnesota in like 20, 30 years. And somebody's like, you were just here 4 years ago.
Oh. Again.
So you never know with Chuck. But I'm ready to move on. Or I'll put it to you like this. TNT can stay. I don't want any of these other ones to go.
I was really... I want to use past tense. I'm looking forward to seeing what Amazon can produce in terms of its NBA coverage. And I'm anxious to see what NBA can do in terms of growing into the space of live television.
Yeah.
Like first run programming live television, not what HBO Max does, where they air TNT or not HBO Max does airing TNT and CNN and all of that stuff, but creating first run live programming.
All right.
I'm anxious to see how they can build their network because of all of these different networks, Prime is the one that's just not they haven't found their foothold yet. Like, yeah, you can rent movies, you can buy movies. Sure, there's some free stuff. There is some original series there. But I feel like Prime is the one that really hasn't found its footing yet. And I think Thursday Night Football was is a part of them doing that. And I honestly thought them acquiring the NBA was going to be a big part of that. So what happens next will be really, really fascinating because, again, this press release is not – this is not what you want. If you're the NBA, if you're anyone involved in this process, this is clearly, the NBA has clearly told TNT, we want out of the TNT business.
Right.
And TNT has responded with, sorry, pal, we doesn't matter what you wrote into these new contracts. You wrote into our contract, we have the right to match, and we're doing that.
TNT, I love TNT. I really do. But the reality is they don't really bring much to the table in 2024. Like they don't. They got Inside the NBA, which is fantastic. I guess you can say they bring that to the table. But they don't have shoulder programming. Mm-hmm. They barely stream. Like they don't, compared to NBC and ESPN who have broadcasts, I know people like, get ESPN out of here. I'm sorry. As long as ESPN is affiliated with ABC, they go nowhere.
Right.
Simple as that. They right. More should they. Yeah. They shouldn't go anywhere. NBC has broadcast network as well. And I just think their product is about to go up. And Amazon, I like what I see from Thursday Night Football. It sucks that they always have to have like the sorry game and stuff like that, because the way football is orchestrated, it's just hard playing on a Thursday or whatever the case may be. But I like the pre and post game dynamic of Thursday Night Football. I like the shoulder programming that they have. They have the stat cast. They have the shop, you know, on during games and stuff like that. TNT's not providing any of that. So if they're coming back to give the same product that they had before, and they're not elevating and growing with the times, then this is not okay.
So I think we talked about this Friday, because that's where it was either Thursday or Friday we had learned of the 5-day window. Mm-hmm. Once TNT received the contracts, they had 5 days to do what they did today. We knew today was the deadline, but I have no clue what it is or what it could possibly be. But if Adam Silver and the NBA and its 30 very powerful owners wanted this, there's language in the contract that's going to negate whatever TNT wants. Again, right. I can't imagine what it is.
Right.
But from... so it's The Athletic, but it's the New York Times. TNT has the contractual right to match an offer per its current contract. The NBA is expected to decline the network's right to take the agreed upon Amazon package, sources briefed on the NBA plan said. The league's preference is to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract it agreed to with Amazon.
Wait, did I hear that right?
Yep.
The league is like, no, we decline your opportunity to match that was already in the contract.
That's right.
Oh, people that's right. Just do whatever. They just do whatever they want. We had a contract that says we legally can match any offer.
NBA hit him with a psych.
No.
NBA hit him with a, in fact, no, you can't.
And people in the chat are saying TNT is much better than ESPN. I'm not going to argue on that. I'm going to just tell you they don't have broadcast TV.
But yeah, it doesn't matter who's better. Like, they're not getting the TNT is not getting the NBA off of ESPN/ABC.
No. And on top of that, like, when you talk, like,
there's a reason they're going for Amazon. It's the only non-network that they can go after, because they can't. This is why I can't figure out what the wording could possibly be.
It's no.
Apparently. I guess that's, well, I guess that's all it is. The way you rich people act. Just like, no, I'm not going to honor that.
Yeah, we have a letter for the NBA. Yeah, they're not here.
Yeah. the wording for Disney is very easy. Mm-hmm. Well, we might move games to ABC. You can't match that. Mm-hmm. NBC, that's as clear as day.
Right.
But Amazon, that's different. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're going after Amazon.
Yeah. TNT doesn't even have a First Take and NBA Today to offer. Like, TNT only is offering you the games and Inside the NBA. And I'm not trying to crap on Inside the NBA because it's the greatest sports show maybe of all time. But that's not going to get it done in 2024. You have nothing else for me. You can't give me a daily show. You can't give me streaming options that people care about. No, they got to step their game up, or NBA will just say no, which they have. And we'll see how that works. I don't know how the NBA is going to get away with that, but that's what they'll say.
What is that meaning? Like, oh yeah, TNT says they're going to match. All right, just tell them we don't want their money then.
You know what I
Adam said. Hit him with the Ramsey. So?
What I do think, and like I said, I'm not a negotiator. I don't know what the wording is or whatever. I feel like it could look like what I talked about on Friday. You take one of Amazon's game away. You give it to TNT. You get another $1.5 billion, and you keep it moving. Because I don't think, however this they ends, Amazon's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Amazon is not leaving.
So they're definitely not.
So you take one of their games away, maybe that Friday slot.
There is something interesting in this article that I didn't realize before. And I could be reading this wrong. Please, anyone can tell me. Because we've talked about the WNBA's deal and how the NBA was doing all of this at once. And I believe the number that we've heard with the NBA is $76 billion. Mm-hmm. So this line here has my attention. It's breaking down the deals that ESPN had. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll talk more about this. I'll leave it in front of me so I don't forget. Will Z is going to join us.
Oh, big
Will
time.
Z of SI.
But say big time.
Is going to join us at 2:15. And James Hamm will be back with us for the first time in a week in the 3 o'clock hour. So that's all ahead. It's D'Lo and KC celebrating KC's birthday all day long here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I saw some rando do it wasn't a live stream, but he just kind of vlogged his trip to the Intuit Dome, and that place looks amazing.
I love I'm looking at one now, and this appears to be like the video that they showed, you know, in the arena. It's pretty crazy. That's dope. That's fire.
I wish I could find, I'd pull it up here if I could find the wall, because you got to see the wall.
Hey, shout out to the homie Trista Crick, by the way.
Oh, who, man.
Once again, guest hosted with Cam and Mace on It Is What It Is.
That is fire.
And stay locked in. If you're not a subscriber to that YouTube channel yet, become one, because you're going to see Trista again as the week progresses. I think she told us today she's flying back out.
Yep. Do something. I think she said on Wednesday or something.
Yeah, don't miss Wednesday show. We got tipped off to what's going on Wednesday. Don't miss Wednesday show. On Wednesday, I'll share with you what she told us about that, how that came to be. But it's pretty dope. I'm excited for our homie. Let me close this tab about The Rock breaking Osama bin Laden news so I can focus here.
Oh, this is, it's not going to, I found it, but it's not, I don't know if you can really see it, but look at the wall. Just nothing but seats all the way to the top. That's crazy. That don't even do it justice.
Yeah, when they have the simulated picture with the seats filled in and the, like everyone wearing the same t-shirt, which if they're able to pull that off where you put t-shirts on the chair in the wall every game and it's like to sit here, you have to wear the shirt.
Man.
That's going to look so cold.
I sat there thinking about, like, no disrespect to the Clippers, but if there was like a, look at this. This is actually a little better. If this was like from a team that people really cared about, it'd be amazing. Look at the wall.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, hold on. Let's be real about it. Do the Clippers have a fan base to make this work? Like, the stadium is dope and all that stuff. Like, can they make it work? Like, are they going to be there?
Anthony Anderson will be there. Kenya Barris will be there. They'll be there.
Look at this. It's more of it. Look, all the way to the top. Nothing but seats.
That's pretty dope.
That is insane.
That's a little terrifying, too, but it's pretty dope.
It is
dope.
Steep as hell. But
I have one of those safety harnesses attached to your belt when you walk down to your seat.
That's what I'm going to need.
Like, Kawhi's out a week in February. They got this, or a month in February, whatever.
I will say this about the Clippers.
Because that's how you're going to make that stuff work, too.
They do have a history of, like, not like a streak or something like that, but they got sold out. Shows the Staples Center. Like, they get 19,000 at the Staples Center.
Here's the thing, too, that makes Ballmer a truly unique owner in the way that he can. Ballmer's a fantastic businessman, but he also has a different level of money than other NBA owners have. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things about that wall is NBA season ticket purposes, it's relatively inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So he's going to open up this brand new state-of-the-art arena, and he's not going to have to charge crazy ticket prices because he's good.
Yeah.
Like, he's good. Like, if y'all come, cool. He wants you to be there because he wants that environment for his basketball team. Mm-hmm. He'd rather lower the prices and, quote, take a loss than you know, charge these absurd rates for a new arena. And he already know, again, Steve Ballmer is very wealthy, but he's a very smart businessman. Like, he knows what battles he faces in Los Angeles, particularly in Los Angeles basketball. He's not going to do anything to harm that. So I don't think they're going to have any trouble filling up that arena.
He's obviously as rich as he is because he's not in the business of losing money, right? Like, he's not just like, oh, I don't care. Like, but in this particular situation, he's probably not tripping that much. Like, he just, he's got so much money at this point.
He overpaid for the Clippers just because he didn't want the hassle.
he told James Dolan, here's $80 million, yep, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Threw it in his face and said, get away from me. And
that wasn't for the Clippers. That was for something else. For the Forum.
Yeah, for the Forum. Not even for the Forum. To be able to build the Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
He wasn't even doing that with the Forum. He's like, look, man, how much is it going to take to get you to leave me alone? Probably about $80 million. Here, go.
R.I.P. Sasha's Canada career. He was already waived by Toronto.
Oh, he said you guys can keep all that $6 million, too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I read they can take the buyout or whatever, like all the $6 million.
Oh, he's just out of here.
Yeah, he's
just
done. He's done.
Oh, sorry, Sasha.
Well,
he's going. So the next time someone talks about EuroLeague,
he's going back to where the real champions are. Is that what's going on here?
Oh, set it up.
World set it up. Champions?
You can take the best player from every team in EuroLeague, put him on one team, and maybe you get the score within 30.
The MVP couldn't get on the court in the NBA, but... I don't want to take shots at Sasha. Sasha's headed home.
Oh, man. Well.
And as Mrs. Mac-10 says, that is some kind of homesick there.
You're going to have to pay me. You're going to have to pay me.
Yeah, I'll live in Canada for a year for $6 million. Toronto?
Oh,
come on. Sasha don't even know about Toronto.
Don't know.
That's probably the problem.
You don't know.
Sasha don't know about Toronto.
But, yeah, before the break, we were talking about the TNT the NBA rights.
So this New York Times/The Athletic article breaks down, you know, the year-by-year deals for NBC and ESPN and Amazon. And one little interesting sentence here that by the way, this reads has not been factored into the $76 billion, because we weren't really sure what the process was, and I think this might be the clearest we've gotten. The three entities, ESPN, NBC, and Amazon, or TNT, will pay an additional $2.2 billion in total over the 11 years for the WNBA.
Mm.
So the numbers that have been released weren't, the WNBA numbers weren't worked into that. There were people wondering, like, does judging by some letters that came from the WNBA as well, maybe they weren't clear on how this process worked either. But there was some speculation as to how did the NBA get to $2.2 billion. Well, it turns out they didn't. The networks did. Because some people thought that all of the money was coming from the same $76 billion pot. Mm-hmm. And it's clear, at least to me for the first time with this sentence, an additional $2.2 billion that the contract for both leagues is a shade under $79 billion.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Now, the like you've mentioned a number of different times, and you're 100% correct, I don't know if it's as simple as, no, we're not going to allow this to happen, but the NBA would not have announced this deal and gone through a finalized
deal. They didn't.
Well,
the NBA has not announced
the NBA hasn't. But even acknowledging it, Adam Silver acknowledged it at the press conference he did the other day, right?
Sort of. He acknowledged we're close.
Right. Here's the other thing about that, too.
And the contracts, I think the contracts went out the next day. If the timeline in my head is working right, the final contracts went to TNT the day after Adam Silver's media scrum or whatever it was at Summer League.
And here's, as I think about this right now, though, maybe they did finalize it because that's what would trigger the opportunity to match. There's not, even before that, there was nothing TNT really could do.
Right, right. Yeah,
until
it was
a done deal.
Right.
And then that's when... They
can't match until they have the contract.
Right, right. So maybe that's part of the reason. But I just don't think the NBA would go through with all this that's going on without knowing they could get it done.
There wouldn't be so many reports that the NBA wants to work with Amazon. Like, mm-hmm. those aren't accidental. Right. Like, those are being told to people.
Right.
More from this article: the NBA's agreement with Prime Video calls for the streamer to have 6 conference finals, a full playoff slate, including the play-in games, and a regular season package highlighted by the in-season tournament and Thursday night basketball after Amazon concludes its Thursday night football responsibilities. The big question is this paragraph right here. How TNT versus the NBA all plays out has countless unanswered questions. TNT, which is which it's vaunted inside the NBA studio show, will try to enforce a reluctant partner to stay in business with it. TNT Sports parent company CEO, this is a lot of words, has raised the possibility for months. As a way to compromise, the two sides could try to reach an agreement that keeps TNT in the NBA business or gives it some sort of financial settlement to go away, i.e. Kenny Caraway's proposal. That's not what the New York Times says.
I'm in there. No,
the two sides could try to reach an agreement that keeps TNT in the NBA business.
Yeah.
What you were just talking about and what you've talked about for the last few days. Amazon gets that package that we've discussed, and TNT gets something else. There had been rumors of a fourth. There had been rumors of the idea of a fourth television partner that at some point a month ago, the NBA sourced to its people. We could dump that. We're not really interested in that. Which leads me further to, they want out of the TNT business.
They absolutely want out of the TNT business. TNT doesn't bring nothing to the table. They don't bring nothing to the table.
And like, I think the idea,
comparatively to these other three.
I think the idea, too, is inside the NBA, it's like, hey, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, and it was really important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create something new now.
At this point, it's not, as much as I love, everybody loves the show. Like, we love, it's the greatest show. But that's not enough to. That's not enough to stay at this point. Like, it's just not enough. Like I said, I think the they went out of the TNT business for sure. But legally, they may be stuck, much like Brandon Ayuk or something like that, right? Like, you, they may want to move on, but legally, you just don't really have a lot of options. So, figure out a way to just kind of keep them involved for a little bit for the next 11 years. And then you can fully
11
get out.
Years. It's like the kid is 7 and you're just waiting for him to move out of the house. Like, come on, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
The next 11 years.
Yeah, give
stay
them
here,
a
stay
day.
Together for the kids.
Give them. But see, look, and when I say give them a day, it ain't much different than what's going on already.
No.
They end up getting Tuesday. I guess the playoff games might be a little bit of an issue. But what it could do, and I don't know if they're
But their argument could be, we don't want a day. We want the in-season tournament. We want the full slate of playoff games. And we want the play-in games.
Excuse me? Just be glad that I'm letting you back into the situation.
You can make all of the stupid faces you want to, Adam, but the fact is we have the right to match in our contract, and that's what we want. You can give Amazon Tuesday. They can make it Prime Day with Amazon and the NBA. I want the Amazon package.
Oh!
No, that was safe. That was safe. It's not what I was originally thinking, but that was safe. I use the Amazon descriptor. I want the Amazon package.
But look, I don't care what you want. This is what you're going to get. Or you can take your ass home and go do baseball and hockey and college football. This is what you're getting.
Or I
you're
just,
getting Friday.
Adam, you're all worked up over nothing.
Or yeah, because you're messing everything up.
Or I could just.
I don't want to be with you anymore.
Or you could just take your ass to court, because that's ultimately where we're going right now.
All right, we can go to court then.
You can't decline my right to match.
Now, that strategy is a little wild.
Hey, Adam, we're going to match. No. Sorry? No. No, you're not. No, Adam, we are. All our attorneys went over this. I don't care. No. Declined.
Now, once again, going back to, like you said, I don't know what the verbiage is or what's going on, but not only is Adam the commissioner, he's an attorney.
I'm
sure he knows something where he can win in court or some type of compromise or something. But
I love that these new TV deals that are spending $79 billion don't have the right to match next time. God knows what streaming says. Netflix in 11 years could be the hottest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
Hey, no right to match, pal. Sorry.
No right to match. Sorry about that. Speaking of Netflix, I went through, I'm not finished with it, but I saw like 3 or 4 episodes of Receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's good.
It is a really good show.
I'm enjoying it.
And I came away with like the first, I had to show my son, the first like 2 minutes, Justin Jefferson is on TV. I'm like, this guy is a mega star.
He is. Yeah.
He is a superstar.
Yeah, 100%.
He's just got charisma.
Is it
oozing off the TV?
Is it? And I guarantee you, the NBA has Netflix in mind. That's 100% what they're thinking about with this. I think everyone has Netflix in mind. Netflix will be $199 a month by the time the NBA
Netflix
gets there in 11 years.
League pass.
Is it, think about receiver. Is it too much?
What you mean?
Like, think about how much conversation got started because of the Davante Adams clip. That clip was old. That clip didn't happen yesterday.
Right.
That clip happened, you know, that moment where he said, I got to get out of here before I get killed or whatever, you know, paraphrasing, whatever it was. Is that like, I know we love it, but for the NFL, for the receiver, for Davante Adams, is that one of those things where it's like, oh, I forgot.
Davante had a couple moments.
I forgot I was mic'd.
Well, Davante had a couple moments that came back up.
So
that after that Patriots win, I don't know if I ever remembered what he said after that. And I was like, I like Davante. That wasn't the best thing to say.
Yeah, by all accounts. So that's the thing though. You're frustrated. You're getting clobbered by gigantic, athletic, muscular individuals over and over and over again. You're getting led across the middle, which is a Jimmy G staple. Clearly, Davante had never seen Jimmy Garoppolo play football before because that's what he does.
Yeah.
And now, God knows, 7-8 months after all of that happened, it hits Netflix and Davante at home, like, phone going off, like, oh, I forgot I said that. Now he's got to do Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Now his agent's got to put out, you know, statements, and you got to call Mark Davis, and you got to do all of this stuff. It's like, is it too much? Do football players think like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have one of those moments.
Well, did you see the other situation that came out was the Lions might get in trouble?
From receiver?
Better start disclosing those injuries.
Yeah, they didn't disclose St. Brown's oblique injury.
Oh.
And they talked about it on the show.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And now they might get in trouble.
Well, I saw them talk about it on the show. I didn't realize they might get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they didn't disclose it because they showed him missing it. He missed it.
Yeah.
He was missing games.
I don't know what they said to why he didn't miss the game or he missed the games.
Huh.
But, yeah, receiver just ruining. This is the only season a receiver would get.
See, that's what I mean. So they did two
they
quarterbacks?
Did, they did one quarterback.
They did one?
One quarterback. Then they went to receiver.
So if they didn't do two quarterbacks, they did one and tried to do another, and everyone said no. And then that's what. So I guess we're just going to move to linemen and then secondary and then special teams.
Cornerback,
and then this thing
running
is
back?
Over.
I don't know. I don't know who's next. They had, they got one for, that looks kind of interesting. They got one for track and field that's out now. It's called.
Yeah, I saw. I've watched some of that.
I want to check that out
because they got the important figures a part of that one.
Yeah, I definitely want
to
check.
Once we get to kicker, you can just throw that out.
Kicker.
Damn.
You follow Justin Tucker, whoever's kicking for the Bears that season, and some journeyman.
What if kicker winds up being the most interesting?
Kicker. I'd be surprised.
Oh, did you see they're doing an Untold on Connor Stallions, the science thing in Michigan?
Yeah. I did see that. I'm checking that out, man, to disprove all the lies that are in there.
It was crazy. They really threw him in a Central Michigan or Western Michigan outfit.
That was crazy.
Just had him on the opposite sideline.
That was crazy. Hey, my boys was wilding for that one. It was wilding. People are asking in the
chat.
Just
so happened to win a national championship that year. Wow. As someone we know would say, what a coinkydink.
What are you talking about? We didn't handle business. Stop playing with us.
Yeah, no doubt. With all of the film you stole. And we ain't stole. And all of the cheating you did.
You took all the film. We still smacked people up.
Your coach ran off to the NFL because he knew I ain't going to get away with that again.
They're about to go back.
You realize your coach was suspended for like half of the season. For multiple different infractions.
Served his time.
He was getting suspended. Like, look what they're doing to Jim, guys. Look what they're doing to him.
It was a disservice. Like I said.
Suspended twice for two different infractions.
All them crazy coaches is doing it. They just tried to lock in on Michigan because they knew what time it was. They knew. But they weren't going to stop us.
And then we got that crazy interview, the coach crying after that one game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this your colorblind coach? That's him, right? That's your coach that don't see color? That's him?
Come on, man. Leave him out of this, man. He ain't with us, man. He's not like us. Leave him out of here.
Oh, man.
Somebody asked, though, what Devontae,
that dude was really crying.
That was ridiculous. No, that was embarrassing, to be honest with you.
We laugh about Willie Green. That was 10 times worse.
That was absolutely
worse. Because that, like Willie had, like, a tear.
Yeah, Willie was trying to hold it together.
Yeah, no, Willie had, like, a tear.
Yeah.
This man was doing the whole.
I mean, like, why is Dad crying like that on TV?
He lost me a couple weeks later. I understood what he was saying to him. A couple weeks later, I was like, all right. You lead this guy out of here.
Who was it? Oh.
Who?
It was Herbert Davis.
Yeah,
it was Herbert. I was trying to figure out. Some other coach said it was like, oh, God, it was Herbert Davis.
I remember Herbert saying that.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to the White Wife Association in college sports because they got a lot of run this last year.
They really did.
Man.
Somebody asked what Devontae said, but after the Patriots game, he was at the podium. I don't know if you saw this episode. I think it's the third episode. And this wasn't receiver. This is what he said. They actually talked about it on Get Up. I don't remember any of this. But he was like, they beat the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
But Devontae wasn't getting, you know, targets and wasn't getting the ball a lot or whatever the case may be. And then he had to deal with Jimmy G, like, missing him when he's wide open or just making bad passes. Jimmy actually got hurt that game, right? And so Hoyer was doing it too. And he just looked miserable. He's like, man, da 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 da. So then he goes to the podium and he goes, you know, I don't judge. This was tough. And I like Devontae. So maybe I'm stalling him out and I just like him. So maybe I'm giving a pass. But he goes, I don't judge myself on wins and losses. I judge myself on, you know, my greatness and if I'm living up to my greatness or whatever. And I was like, wait a minute.
I remember that line.
Yeah, I was like, I understand, but I always go to this premise nowadays with sports. I would not teach my son to feel that way about his team sport. Because essentially that's saying if you was killing and you lost, you'd be good.
Yeah. You're right. You're 100% right. That is such a unique position in sports, though, where, like, you only have a certain amount of control over what you accomplish on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have four touchdowns in a game, but your quarterback throws five interceptions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the game doesn't go your way. Like, that's you're right. I'm not going to debate that point, but I am a little sympathetic to wide receivers as a whole over probably any other position in all the sports. Because, I mean, is there another position in any sport that is, I don't want to say single-handedly, these guys got a lot of work to do, but based on what the quarterback does?
I can't think of it.
Not like this.
Yeah. They're at the mercy of everybody, really. Like, the offensive line got to hold up for the quarterback to give you this, and the running back, maybe a chip block or something like that. So I thought it was – I'm interested to see what happens if they address it in the next couple episodes, if he kind of clarifies, or maybe he did it on Club Shay Shay or whatever. But I didn't remember that when he said
– He said a lot of interesting things on Club Shay Shay. Namely, who he'd like to be his quarterback.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that. We'll have some fun with that. And that quarterback, there's two individuals that are just, at some point, the phrase Father Time is undefeated has to be retired. Because two guys have beaten the crap out of Father Time over the last handful of years, and one of them did it again this weekend. We'll talk about it. And based on what's going on right now, he might need to do it again today.
Oh, man. Hey, this is going to be the greatest basketball tournament of all time.
Steelin' with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Celebrating KC's birthday all day today. We might celebrate all week, man.
Let's go.
So digging into this TNT, Amazon, NBA thing, TNT has exercised their right to match, everyone is presuming, Amazon's offer. They didn't specify in their press release, so the belief is that's the only one they could possibly match. And it's been clear, at least if you, as Kenny would say, read the tea leaves, that the NBA wants out of the TNT business. It's not necessarily, hey, F you, irreconcilable difference. It's we've grown apart, and it's time to move on. But we've wondered what is the language, what ground would the NBA have if TNT attempted to match this deal. And I think we might have a little look here, as Awful Announcing did a write-up on this and said reports suggested that during negotiations between the NBA and its broadcast partners, that Warner Brothers Discovery's lack of a streaming platform to show games was a weakness in its pursuit of a new rights deal. That factor could loom large over any legal dispute between the NBA, WBD, and Prime Video, given that Prime Video's C deal in the new NBA rights package is, of course, exclusive to streaming. This,
my boy Adam is smart.
According to your boy, Bill Simmons.
Once again, he's not my boy.
Jesse, when you listened to a Bill Simmons podcast recently? Oh, Jesse's on the phone. Jesse's like, I don't give a damn what you're saying, stupid. No, it's good. He's probably talking to the Real Brothers of Sacramento right now.
It's almost time.
I know I haven't listened to a Bill Simmons podcast recently. Have you, birthday boy?
No, he got a new one out last night. I didn't listen to it.
Oh, man. Didn't even ring in your birthday he's with Bill Simmons. Cold game.
He's on his summer vacation.
Bill Simmons reported that Amazon agreed to pay a large portion of its deal in the first 3 years in an attempt to discourage the cash poor Warner Brothers Discovery from pursuing the deal. There has been question as to whether Warner Brothers Discovery even had the money to keep the NBA. How that's possible, I'm not clear. This is a massive television company.
Yeah.
But
is it more so maybe a thought of like their sports budget? You know what I mean? Like, Warner Discovery has it.
That would be their biggest. Wouldn't that be the biggest portion of their budget?
I don't know.
Because I don't know what it costs to air Law and Order 97 times a day.
Maybe the franchise is worth a lot, though.
The Law and Order franchise? I'm sure it is, which is why they buy it, so they can charge advertising rates.
Still making new episodes, by the way. I saw, what's your name, talking about starting shooting season 26.
Well, that's just your favorite Law and Order.
That's true.
Right. There isn't it, there's a regular Law and Order that
Stabler
I think
got
is
his
going.
Own. Stabler got his own show now too.
How many Law and Orders are there? Are there more Law and Orders or more CSIs?
Oh, I think CSI might have them.
Wasn't LL on a CSI?
Yeah, I think it was LA.
What?
And yeah, CSI.
LL was on CSI LA?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Shamar Moore was on NCIS LA, or maybe he was on Cold Case. I can't remember. I don't know.
I just went to Law and Order.
I guess it's five.
I went to see how many spinoffs Law and Order had, but I don't know.
Oh, LL's on NCIS LA. Sorry.
Okay. I was looking to see the spinoffs, and this page is not helping me.
Book it, though. I did say five. But that's some crafty wording. That's some crafty wording there.
Yeah.
And we get stuck on the dollar figure, which understandably so is very important.
You were close. Six.
Ah, damn.
SVU, criminal intent, trial by jury.
I had never seen that one.
Los Angeles, true crime, and organized crime.
I guess they don't count Stabler's as a
Well, which one is Stabler's?
I forgot what it's called. Maybe it is one of the names.
Because
I don't think it's not called Law and Order Stabler. I don't. Maybe it is one of those names. Maybe it's like true crime.
Is Stabler the bald dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was on SVU and then he got like banished from.
Bro, that dude's character took like five different breaks during that show.
Spinoff is organized crime.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
It is not called Stabler. You're correct.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think Sharon Baltimore was the one who put us on to Stabler's new show.
Okay.
Now I think about it. But so.
Sacramento's number one for Law and Order.
And Criminal Minds. That's what Shamar Moore's on, Criminal Minds. I thought it was NCIS, but that's actually where LL is.
Criminal Minds is coming back too, I think.
I didn't know it left. I didn't know.
Or it's like a spinoff of Criminal Minds, something like that, I think.
Mm. I say this all the time. Does anybody know the show that was in Sacramento?
Like it was based?
There was a Criminal Intent or a Criminal Minds show in Sacramento?
Ish. It was, now I'm forgetting the name of the show.
Well, that's a hell of a payoff right
Thanks,
there.
Ken.
Wow. Do you know what show was in Sacramento? No, Kenny, what? I don't remember.
I remember it now. I remember it. Don't look in the chat.
I already did. So
I have no idea what it is.
It was The Mentalist.
The Mentalist? I don't even know what that is.
It was a really good show. It was like.
That sounds like a TNT show.
It was kind of. Like you got this one like super guy who. Is super smart, understand, but he's not, he was, I don't know if he was a therapist or what, but obviously he's not on the police force, but he was so good at figuring things out and getting into the mind of a criminal that the police used him as part of their team.
Okay.
But he was never on the police force. He was just, oh man, we gotta ask him what's going on here with this case? And it'd be like, oh, well, it's clear that the killer did this and that and this and that and this and that. It was one of those shows. It was a really good show. It was a really, really good show. But, it was here in Sacramento. I don't think they filmed one moment in Sacramento.
Wait, so the whole show was based in Sacramento?
Yeah. I don't think they filmed not one second in Sacramento.
Was it ever explained why the show was taking place in Sacramento?
I want to say California, the capital. That would be my guess. I don't think it wasn't like a government show. I don't know why they had to be in Sacramento, but
interesting.
It was always they had a couple.
Maybe they just thought let's do something different.
They
Miami.
Had a couple of this. Is how bad it was. I think they had a couple of scenes where like they're in the office and the outlook is the Tower Bridge or something like that.
Okay.
But they didn't film in Sacramento at all to get the real
it's
Tower
clearly Bridge. Just a picture of the Tower Bridge on the outside of the window. That's fine. It's funny watching old shows that utilize green screens.
Oh, man.
Like, because you just recognize, why is there a green halo around? Oh, they're using a green screen because
Spider-Man.
The show is 50 years old.
Spider-Man, only 20 years old or something, too.
Yeah,
that was bad. I think that Spider-Man, that's when Hollywood was like, we got to do better. This is awful.
Will Z of SI is going to join us. You heard that right. Will Z of SI is going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes or so.
I remember, though, what the media writes. What I was going to say, though, was we always look at the dollar amount as saying match the dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's being provided, the service that's being provided, that also has to be matched.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they talk about the ability
that's what
to stream.
We're talking about NBC and ABC exactly. Like, slash
yeah,
Disney.
They can't get, they can't
you can't
get
do
that.
That. Yeah.
So when you talk about the ability to stream, maybe Amazon showed them projections and showed them numbers of what they can do streaming. And TNT, whatever, has to say, not only can we match dollar amount, but we can do this as well in streaming. They may not be able to. You know what I'm saying? So if it goes to a judge,
I mean,
it's one thing that you have the money to do it, but they're providing numbers with what they're able to do with viewership and ad revenue and all this other stuff. You may not be able to match that. And that's where the NBA is like, no, you actually can't match. Just because you match the dollar amount doesn't mean you match the exact offer that's on the table from Amazon.
Yeah, we don't want – you could also use the line, it's a crazy line to use, but we don't need another television partner.
Yeah.
We need a streaming partner.
Yeah.
We need a streaming partner who will house these games somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can stream on Max. Yeah. That's great. Then you compare
nobody
prime
watches
numbers.
Max,
right? Yeah, you not for that.
Right.
Like, I don't go to Max going, I'm going to go watch CNN.
Mm.
I don't even pay for that part of Max. Mm. I go for their – for Sanford and Son and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's what right. I'm going to Max for, or whatever movie's out. But it feels like I think it'll really boil down to how literal the judge is willing to take some of this verbiage.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where they got him.
Or arbitrator or whatever, like whatever this might look like.
I think that's where they got him, though. I think that's the ace in the hole for the NBA and Amazon is the streaming.
The streaming, yeah.
I think that's, like I said, and Warner might know this. Warner might know they can't match up with that. But to save face, yeah, we're matching. So Charles and everybody can't say we just stupidly let the NBA go. No, we tried. We matched, but it wasn't held up because of this and that.
Their argument can be Max, though. Like, that could be their argument.
Yeah,
like,
but they know
signed...
they can't match. Like, if that's what I'm saying. The ace in the hole is.
But
your
what
subscriber
I'm saying is,
base ain't even the same.
Yeah. Well, and if I'm them and I'm just trying to weasel my way through this, which is what feels like might be happening with TNT, given the tone of that letter they put out, is. Well, we signed the deal with Max, like, but we're going to ramp up our promotion of it now. Like, we were waiting to get all of these things in place, so now we can ramp up. Hey, get TNT on Max. Probably cost you $40 a month, but go on and get it.
As my co-host would say sometimes, oh, sweetheart, your little Max thing is not.
That's a shoot, though.
It's not going to get it done.
Yeah, that's they're not going to get it done compared to Prime.
Yeah,
you would have been better off signing a deal with Disney.
But look, the TNT, look, they might be trying to save face like, we'll match. No, and it won't hold up. Don't worry. Told his bosses, don't worry. We won't have to really pay $1.8 billion. We're just trying to save face. And then if the NBA was like, all right, guys, we had a change of heart. Give us you're with us. Wait, what? We're on the hook for what?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.